All right, it's 840, up to 50 degrees here in Sheboygan. Mike Kinzel back in studio with us.
Hey, Kelly, and we've got with us, as promised, Alderman and Finance Committee Chairman Don Hammond. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Kelly.
He's kind of half the budget battle, really. It's been pretty much Finance Committee versus the mayor when it comes to the budget. Finance brought in their budget a while back, and the mayor has gone over it and contends we can cut it, we can shave some areas, and we can get rid of the garbage fee. And that's going to be the crux of the meeting tonight, 5 o'clock.
Absolutely. When the Finance Committee brought the budget in, it was a balanced budget that protected all the services, protected all of our reserve funds, put some money towards infrastructure, and essentially gave us an opportunity to start planning for 2015 and beyond. And now we're kind of taking a step backwards. The first budget the mayor proposed in order to get rid of the garbage fee was to take money out of the general fund reserves. The council didn't see that as a wise move. The next one now that we're going to be talking about tonight takes about $500,000 out of the health reserve fund, which again, I don't think we'll find, I personally don't find as a wise move.
What's the health reserve fund? Is that like, are we self-insured? Is that
absolutely.
Where you pay the claims?
Yeah, we're self-insured. So the first $135,000 of any of our employees' claims, we are on the hook for. The city of Sheboygan averages between, at the low point, $7 million, at the high water mark several years ago, about $9 million in claims. And again, we're on the hook for that. So having adequate reserves in place to be able to deal with that is important.
How about, let's talk garbage collection fee first.
Sure.
Of all. You know, the mayor mentioned he wants to get rid of that. He has said he'll veto any budget that has it in. Your thoughts on that? It lasts, what, till 2015?
Correct. It's a $5 a month fee for the next, for 2013 and 2014. 2015, it goes away. The idea behind that, Mike, was that it would give us a couple of years to put together a plan that makes sense to restructure the city of Sheboygan's government and hopefully not be in this situation again. You know, in the prior years, when I first came on the council, we were doing a lot of reactive budgeting. You know, we get to about November, have a deficit, and figure out which service we could cut or how many people we could cut to accommodate that. So by spending a year and a half to almost 2 years putting together a plan and giving our department heads enough time to implement that plan, I think we can do it a little bit more sensibly than just saying, hey, we're going to get out of garbage this year in 2 months.
What does the garbage fee generate?
About $870,000 as part of this upcoming budget.
So if you cut that out, you're short that.
If we cut that out this year, right, we're short that. And if we fast forward into 2014, that provides for about a $1.1 million deficit that we have to come up with that we really wouldn't have had to deal with in, at this point. We could have focused on 2015.
Have you heard a lot of objection, or do people kind of understand?
I haven't heard a lot of objection on the garbage fee. In fact, a lot of the people I've talked to, and again, some of this has been because it's been in the forefront, have been, you know, it's $5 a month. Understand that, you know, again, for at times that can seem onerous, but it's $5 a month. It's still less expensive than if we privatized it, which is a proposal on the table now. If we privatize it, it goes up to $9.50 a month, and tax rates don't go down. So again, you know, we get to a point now where if the garbage fee goes away, which service do we cut?
Reserve funds, there's always talk, you know, it comes up all the time. Oh, there's we've got a surplus, we're overtaxing people. And the mayor's kind of saying that in that he's looked through a lot of accounts and he said he's, you know, you can cut back to like actual spending from the last few years and then cut back what we have budgeted.
Right.
I guess I'm into two different topics here, but the reserve, first of all.
Yeah, the reserve funds, again, any business that's ever run successfully is understands you need to keep reserve funds. Things don't always happen as you plan, and again, budgets are overrun, underrun. Emergencies come up, opportunities come up to do things. And when you look at our reserve funds, you know, some of the more critical ones we keep at pretty healthy levels. And the other thing to keep, when I say healthy, I don't mean over, I mean just at good levels. When you look at our reserve funds, when we go out to Moody's for our bond rating, and I know this is a little bit of insider baseball, but when we go out to Moody's for our bond rating, they look at our reserve funds, and because of certain things, like for example, our per capita income's down, our equalized value's down, they look at our reserve funds, and that's what keeps our bond rating where it's at. If that bond rating drops even one position, that's an 11% increase in interest cost. All of that goes directly to our operating checkbook, if you will, and that money has to come from somewhere, which means, again, services.
we're cutting back kind of on our borrowed money, aren't we?
Yep.
But there's still a good amount out there.
Correct. We held the line on borrowing. We haven't borrowed more over the last several years. We've just maintained that borrowing level. Each year, a couple $1 million for infrastructure. This year, we're going to increase the budget the Finance Committee proposed, increases infrastructure a couple $100,000 and does a few other things. But yeah, we have kept the line on budgeting.
You know, it's not like you're just saying that, though. Auditors go over this budget every year, and they give you that report. And I'm there at council meetings when they're presented. Mm-hmm. You've got the finance guys coming in from an outside agency. They would tell you if you're over budgeted there, wouldn't they?
Right. And our auditors, actually, when we looked at the health reserve fund, that one that we're going to be talking about tonight, actually feel we're pretty much on target with where we should be from a health reserve and fund. And, yeah, our auditor's job is to be an independent voice and let us know where we're at. When I look at, you know, numbers like I saw in the press today where it showed, you know, $3.3 million or $6 million over the last couple of years, you know, again, it's a little bit of insider baseball, and it's kind of misleading when you look at how they calculate reserve funds. They use inventory. They use things like dollars that we owe to people for services done last year. Those aren't really dollars that we have in reserve to spend. It's just the way the government requires us to account for them. So when you look at true reserves, it's how much cash do we have in the checkbook that we can spend, just like Mike's and Kelly's checkbook.
So. Okay, the one that's always empty.
Right, mine too.
But and then let's get on to, you know, the mayor has said, and he's been on our program a couple times also, saying, I've gone over this budget line by line, and there are areas where in actual expenditures were way over what we have spent in those areas, and he looks to cut back in some of those lines.
Yeah, and I've gone through, first off, we started this process in January when Mayor Bob Ryan was still the mayor. In my 2 years on the council prior, we, again, as I mentioned, did reactionary budgeting. Waited till August to start. In November, you've sat through it. It was, okay, now what? So we started
hammering it out on the floor.
Right, exactly. So we started the process in January with the city administrator going to each of the department heads and saying, we want you to submit your budget by March with no increase. So department heads came back, did their thing, and by April, Jim Amodio went through, sat down with each department head, and slashed them even further. Came to the council in May. Again, the whole idea of this, long story short, was to get a jump start on the budget so that by August we could have the budget put to bed and we could be focusing on 2015 and provide some directions to our department heads by the mid part of 2013. So, and the mayor did find some savings in his plans. But one of the things, when I went back and looked at the entire budget, there were, last year he found a lot of the underruns. Last year there were $500,000+ of overruns, and a lot, some of that being overtime, but $300,000 of that. And again, none of that was addressed inside of that budget. So, you know, I understand the need, the desire to get rid of the garbage fee, but we have to be realistic about the budget. Budgets, again, are kind of a free-flowing document. So there might be some underruns in one area, and those are used to supplement overruns in another area.
After tonight's meeting, is it, you think you'll decide this thing pretty well and on to the council for public hearing and action? That's usually in November.
Yep, I hope so. I hope we've been now through this a couple gyrations of the mayor's proposed budgets, and I hope whatever happens tonight, it's the final and moves on to public hearing early November for a vote on the 19th. But at least that we can start focusing on what we're going to do in 2015, bring the leaders together and start having that conversation, because there's going to be some tough decisions that need to be made, you know, whether it's fire stations, libraries, whatever the case may be. You know, we have a $1.7 million deficit that we're projecting for 2015, and that has to be dealt with sooner rather than later.
Okay, thanks. Don Hammond, our guest this morning. Thanks, Don.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks, Kelly.
All right, you bet.